How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Susie Ruffle. So great to be with you today. What a week. What a time.
Are you all right? You've had a busy week. Are you tired, darling?
I'm actually not too bad because I just got this new, this sounds like an advert, but I just bought some bath salts that have got lavender in them and they helped me sleep a bit last night.
You're such a Victorian woman.
I am such a Victorian woman, you know.
You've literally got smelling salts.
I have to carry my smelling salts. What if something offends me? I need to be roused back from my fainting.
I love the idea of, do you keep them in like a little sort of cloth bag?
In a vial, in my cloth purse. Yes, of course.
Of course.
I also had a spider by my bed last night and I didn't mind it.
So, really?
Yeah.
Did you mind it?
Yeah, I sort of was like, he or she is over there. They are over there. And I am relaxed. They're not coming towards me. They've sort of balled themselves up for a little sleep. My dad says they catch the flies anyway, so they're good to have around the house. And so I just thought, they're over there. I'm over it, this side. I slept over the other side of the bed.
How big was it?
Quite a big one. Like, well, you know, when you get a big one.
Oh, ah.
Yeah, I know, like, I've thought of Alice because I know she doesn't like them.
Yeah. Sorry, I was doing like an ooh-ah matron then. I think you missed it.
Ooh, no, I liked it.
Big one over there.
Oh, I see.
Very, with me now.
Ooh-ah
very
Mrs.
bawdy.
Very bawdy. Ooh-ah Mrs. reminds me of Andy Peters on Live and Kicking.
He's also really ripped these days. Do you know that?
He is literally ripped. He's not like me just trying to create a publicity campaign where he tells people he's ripped. He is actually ripped.
Is it a publicity campaign now?
Yes, it's a campaign.
How much time and effort is that what you're so tired from?
That's
doing
what not, and I'm not doing any weightlifting. I'm just lifting the phone to tell people I'm actually ripped.
Wait until you get AirPods. Oh. It will change your life.
I know. people make fun of me because I've got wired earphones. Anyway.
Have you?
Yeah. People
what, like dark ages.
Yeah, people make fun of me. Like when people still had like over the head earphones. Do you remember that at school? And that wasn't cool. You had to have the loose wiry ones.
Then it got cool again, didn't it? Wearing big headphones.
Yeah, then it did get cool.
I'm wearing those right now.
Oh, are you? I've only got my crappy wire ones. Susie, you've had a busy week this week. Tell us.
Well, I've been doing a little bit of the tech podcast, which is coming out quite soon.
I'm so excited to hear this.
I was playing with robots the other day.
I saw that. Were they sex robots?
No sex robots, no. Oh. None in the whole of the series, actually.
Oh, really?
No, but we do have sort of pet robots.
Okay.
Which are, I mean, you can teach yourself to code with one of them, basically.
Is it like a Tamagotchi?
Yeah, but it's massive.
Oh, wow, like a Tamagotchi on wheels.
Like a Tamagotchi on wheels, and its eyes are cameras.
Really?
Yeah.
To do what? Just to film you and relay it to the
Illuminati? So if you had like a child or an old person that you wanted to sort of make sure they were all right, but you didn't want to feel like you were spying on them, you could just go, oh, I'm just going to check on my four-year-old in her nursery. Oh, okay. I can link up to my phone. Okay, she's playing quite nicely. All right.
Oh, wow. Wow, that sounds very interesting.
It's all very interesting, but I've been doing a lot of that this week. Lot of that.
I bet that's a lot of work as well, going to the robot laboratories.
Well, you know me. I've become a mad scientist.
You really have, haven't you? I love it. Do you have your own lab coat or do you still have to borrow the ones provided?
I've got my own.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good.
That's very nice. Have you got have you got it embroidered with your name or would that make you look like a butcher in Morrison's?
No, I've got Dr. Ruffle on it.
Good.
Because I think, you know, you can't be what you can't see. And what I can't see is me being a doctor. So I'm just being it so I can see it.
Oh, you can't be what you can't see. That's
Do you
wonderful.
Not know that? That's a really good one. Yeah, that's about sort of representation.
You can't be what you can't see. I love it.
Yeah, it's I didn't come up with it, Tom. It's important that you know that. Someone else.
But you've got it on your lab coat, so I feel like
I do have it on my 6 or 7 lab coats that I use at the robot laboratory.
One every day. Gosh.
Well, you know, Tom, I like things to go in the wash.
You've got, especially, yeah, whites are so difficult. You must have to put them on such a hot wash.
It's so difficult to keep white. That is the thing.
Dad's doorstep challenge. Yeah.
Tell you what else I've been doing this week, Tom. I've made a stew. I've been cooking.
Oh, that's lovely. What a lovely thing to do at this time of year. What did you use in your stew?
I made sort of a classic beef stew.
What a lovely, nourishing treat. What, because is this the one that I had when I came round all those years ago?
I feel like a version of that one.
Oh, yeah. That was, I still think about that one. Was it last Christmas I came round for it?
Well, I gave you my heart. You know what happened next?
Last Christmas, I gave you my beef casserole.
Yes.
And the very next day, I did give it away. I did not give it away, which suggests I threw it up again.
gross.
I didn't. I kept it all down. Yeah. It was it's lovely. What secret ingredients have you been applying?
Well, things like Marmite and mustard.
Oh.
Maybe a bit of HP Daddy squeezed in.
That sounds nice. Very nice. And are you still making your own dumplings?
I am still making my own dumplings, Tom.
Mm.
I love making my own dumplings. I hope you don't mind me saying.
I don't mind. I hope the viewers don't.
You know they can't see anything, don't you?
They
can't see anything.
Oh, yeah. Well, you say that, but I think they see more.
You've got a webcam. Oh, but you've got an OnlyFans, haven't you?
So. Yeah, it's a Bake Off themed one. It's called OnlyFlans.
So nice. I love it.
Yeah.
So nice.
OnlyFlans.
Only plans.
You've got to do what you can do. And
I've got one at the butcher's called Only Hams.
I've also got a movie music scoring one called Only right. Only Hands.
Hand Very
Zimmer.
Nice.
Only Hands Zimmer. This is great. There's loads of these we could do.
I've got one that's just for my boobs, and that's called Only Cans.
I've got one for my for my frying pan collection. It's called Only Pans.
Very nice. I've got one at the local farm, and that's called Only Lamb.
I would watch that one. I've got one for suburban friends of my mum called Only Pams.
I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed that too. Do that feel free to send those in. I'm sure it's a fun game.
You know the PO box. Tweet at us.
Because Babe Station doesn't have as many things that rhymes with it.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Do you remember Babe Station? Did you ever see it?
Sometimes when I'd get lost on my way to a radio station. Yeah, sometimes I think I still brush past it on if you're looking for a radio station on the television.
Oh, right. Okay. That really confused me. I thought you meant like for an interview. And I thought, what is Babe Station near like Radio 1 or something?
Yeah, it's just an audio thing now. You just hear people sort of rolling around on a duvet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Babe Station.
Does that happen in porn?
I imagine on Babe Station, it's a lot of giggling and like, oh, you.
Also, people probably say, oh, you. Oh, you.
I'm not that experienced with it, I suppose.
No.
It turns out.
The other one, of course, is hosted by Babe Pig in the City. So that's... that's just him talking about his sort of lovely travels.
Just adorable pigs.
just adorable pigs. And that sheepdog that he's pals with.
Oh, yeah. I would phone up them for a chat. From the premium line. Pigs in your area. I don't know what I'd ask a talking pig.
I'd say, jump in this pot and rub yourself in this maple syrup.
I would be like, firstly, I'm really sorry.
Firstly, I feel terrible. Firstly, I've become a vegan.
Firstly, I'm vegan now. Don't want, now. Just to say I am now vegan. And secondly, what are you up to? Yeah, I didn't
know. What are you up to?
I think like little pigs are quite adorable, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Some people have them as pets.
Don't people have them as pets?
I think that they must be quite messy.
Yeah, I don't think they're not known.
Can you litter tray a pig?
I don't know, but if you can, I will do it.
Should that be the title of today's episode?
If you can train a pig, if you can house train a pig, I'll do it. Yeah. I think they bite as well, don't they, pigs? They're quite bitey. I think so, yeah. Mm. And what did you tell me the story about somebody who got like a miniature pig and then they turned out to not be miniature and they were full size?
No, I didn't tell you that, but I do enjoy it. I feel like that feels like an Alexa story. Your friend Alexa, not the speaker.
Oh, it does sound like the sort of thing maybe that she would have known somebody to do that. Oh yeah, I'll check in with her.
Check in with her.
I'll check in with
Could
her.
Could you do your what's it called when you do like the legal checkings for something?
Oh yeah, I'll get legal.
Can you corroborate the story?
I'll get legal onto it, see what they say. Yeah. Yeah, can you corroborate? Are you happy with this Jesus story?
That's funny. What, and they just end up with some, because they're big pigs. They're all, I'm always surprised by how large they are.
They are large, aren't they? Yeah. Where in Portsmouth, in the farming community, are there many pig farmers in Portsmouth?
I don't think there's, I mean, I'm certainly not part of the farming community. We just have some horses. And I don't think there is a big pig farm.
I always think you are part of the farming community and sort of like horse and hounds, kind of country life type.
Horse and hounds, I love that. Although my dad would call it horse and hounds. He loves to drop the
horse and hounds, have French.
That's just about a boy called Hans and his horse. It's actually very, very German.
Only Hans. It's just dogs. yeah. I've never bought that. Never bought that magazine. I think they have it.
I don't think there's anything you need.
I think they sometimes have it in my dentist. My dentist used to have like a massive table of magazines that ranged from like Yachting Life all the way through to like Take a Break. There was something for everybody.
Oh, I love Take a Break.
Me too.
Pick that one up immediately to find out, like,
my sister got pregnant by a pirate ghost on Christmas Day.
All of that. Love all of that stuff.
Yeah, I love it. I do love it. I've missed it I haven't seen it for a while. It's a nice.
Oh, Tom, you know what? Mm. I'll send you a copy.
I think those people do the rounds with them, don't they? Those people who send in their stories. I think they do the rounds of like all those magazines all around the world, because they're often, they don't always specify where they are. You notice that? I love whoever.
Do you think there's an underground rumbling at chat?
I'm not saying they're repeating stories. Far from it. But I just think there's a bit of.
You better not, Tom.
You better not. I don't want that legal team. You don't want legal onto you.
We've already got legal onto other people. We can't have legal onto us.
Oh, he's fighting a war on all these fronts. Chat magazine, Take a Break, Bella. If anything,
and weirdly, Yachting Life.
And horse and hounds are after him too, galloping after him.
What have you been up to this week, Thomas?
Well, I'm glad you finally. I'm glad you asked, Susie.
I'm so rude. 15 minutes.
How rude! No, not at all. One thing I did want to discuss with you is I've been thinking about buying a new Mac, not a computer, but a coat. And I am.
Can you just buy a flat first, please?
Look, I did look at a flat, but.
You sent me the pictures.
I sent you the pictures. I mean, I don't mean to be rude. I don't think they listen to the podcast, but some of the flats I looked at weren't very tidy. And I just came home and I thought.
Unbelievably untidy, I thought.
Unbelievably.
Do people have no shame?
You'd think so. You would think so.
I can't get over it. I think surely you'd have, but I think that about people when people put photos online of their houses when they're selling them, and you think,
oh, do the just washing up. I've seen ones where they haven't done the washing up, and I'm like, I will not even look at this. If you want to show me a flat with the washing up undone, then you can expect me to knock at
not
least 10% off the price. Yeah.
So you said that you know that when you live there, you wouldn't have had to have it messy.
No, that's part of the deeds.
Oh, really? So this always has to look like a shit tip.
Mm. Basically, yeah. Sorry, I just had a sip of my breakfast smoothie. But yeah.
Can't we get it? You're healthy now.
I'm not actually. Well, so I was so appalled by this flat I looked at that I had to go to the local wine and cheese shop. And I ended up buying a loaf of sourdough. And I'm back on toast. Oh.
Oh, you're back on the bread.
It's a terrible addiction, guys.
Bread's so nice.
So nice. Just enjoy it.
Eat your cheese, have your bread, have a glass of wine.
Okay, I will. It's been one hell of a breakfast. I've been looking at Mac. Okay. But then I think I'm much more content looking at Macs. But shall I buy a beige one, or will it make me look like Inspector Clouseau?
Who's Clouseau? Is that the one that sells Le Creuset?
Le Creuset.
Hello, I am Inspector Le
Creuset. I would love to meet Inspector Le Creuset.
I prefer a black Mac.
Oh, that's a good... That was one of the ones I sort of tried on.
Where are you trying these on?
Well, in a Mac shop. But the guy was very... The guy was very enthusiastic. Very nice, but very enthusiastic about showing me the different ways you could wear a Mac. And some of the ways were very continental.
Legs in the arms?
I mean, madness. Madness, yes. Exactly that.
Legs in the arms.
It may as well have been. I may as well put my legs through the arms and then flapped the rest of it over my torso, the way he was making me wear it. I was like,
did he just make you do like a bow at the back with the cord?
He made me do a bow at the front with it open. He made me flap it open, button the, because it was a double-breasted beige one, flap it open, button it with the other buttons, and then tied it in a bow at the front. He said, this is very fashionable. And I was like, I'm not Italian.
Well, that's the thing, Tom. And people often think you are.
People always make that mistake.
Yeah. You were known for a long time on the circuit as the Italian Stallion.
The Italian Stallion, exactly. But that's because of how I arrived. But didn't you had a beige Mac for a time?
I did. I left it on a train coming back from Edinburgh.
Oh, did you? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it was my mum's from the 80s.
Yeah.
So I was really upset.
Where was it from?
It wasn't like a Burberry or anything. It was from somewhere random, like... I say random. I actually hate when people use that word. It was from somewhere like...
It's very like 2012.
It is. Like, oh my God, that's so random.
Oh my God, some random guy came in. Some absolute random. When
you were at school, did literally become a thing as well?
Literally became
like,
a thing.
Literally everything. Literally this.
Yeah. And minger. And the word minger.
Oh yeah. Ming.
Oh my God, it really mings.
Not like the Chinese style.
A vase.
A vase.
Or the dynasty.
yeah.
Which I think was highly sought after. Yeah.
I lost that one on a train, which was very upsetting. I think it was from somewhere like, I mean, it was.
Principles?
It wasn't posh. It was like.
Jaeger.
CNA.
Oh, it didn't.
It was like a CNA from the 80s or like maybe a VHS from the 80s.
Oh, lovely. But it was a nice colour.
I've got a secondhand Burberry one now.
Is that, what colour is that?
That's black with the patchwork on the inside, which I do love. And I got it really cheap in a secondhand shop.
Oh, well done.
Really great. Yeah, it's underneath, or at least I don't know whether they're trading at the moment, but underneath the Brick Lane.
Oh.
Someone that specialises in selling Burberry Macs.
Oh, that's a good shout.
And sometimes, so with some of the Burberry Macs, the one that I bought, whoever bought it had it tailored to fit them.
Oh.
And it fits me perfectly. So basically someone of my
twin.
Exact build. Yeah, died.
It's your
Mac.
It's your hips twin.
It's my hips twin.
Oh.
And you know they don't lie.
And they do not.
They just won't. They just will not lie.
Wow.
Well, Tom, will you please keep us all posted on how you're doing on the Mac front?
Well, I will. I mean, return of the Mac. I was thinking, I want to get a beige one because I think they're very traditional. A trench
coat.
They
are very trad.
But my fear is that colour draining on, well, we sort of have a similar skin and hair, not that I have any hair, but beard tone in my case.
And my beard's the same colour as yours.
Indeed. So there you go.
And in many ways, I'm your beard.
And so it all fits. But did you find the beige
either.
One draining? Because my mum will say that beige is not a colour that I can wear, similarly with yellow.
No, I know, but mums say that sort of thing. My mum would say that sort of thing, but I think it's fine. I think also if maybe you had, you know, maybe like a navy scarf.
Then it brings it back down.
Yeah, it'll break it up.
Because I had a navy one before. I really liked it. But then I'm like, is this what I want?
This is what I want in my life. This is a bit no, Tom, boring. What you want and what you need is a flat.
Yes, I know. I know. Okay, I'm going to keep working on this.
Now, Tom, I know you're about to go. You need to go and have a phone call about extra slice. Very exciting. Your life. Could you remind us quickly about your book?
Oh, ooh. I would love to. It's out on the 12th of Nov. No shame. People have been, who've read the proof copies have said nice things. So I'm very pleased about that.
Oh, it's brilliant. Alice is reading it. She's actually reading it before I could. She said, do you mind if I read Tom's book first while you're busy working this week?
Oh, she's bless loving her it. Heart. Oh, that's so nice. I realized that it's full of very eccentric stories. And I suddenly was like, what am I doing telling people about this? And people have been enjoying them. So it feels okay now. So I hope people like it. You can pre-order it on most book websites. WH Smith have some signed copies even. So there you go.
Oh, that's nice. Did you sign your name or someone else's?
I signed them all from
Inspector Clouseau.
Inspector Clouseau, yeah. So look out for those. Do look out for those.
And if you want to listen to my podcast, yes, this week, the episode that comes out on Monday will be the Reverend Richard Coles. And oh, it's a really good one.
Oh, it sounds fabulous. It sounds absolutely phenomenal.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks. We hope you're well. Always remember that you can get in touch with us. The email is chat2likemindedfriends@gmail.com. We're also both on the socials, so you can get in touch with us on there. Until then, you look after yourself, babe.
Oh, yeah. You guys look after yourselves, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll see you very soon. We'll speak soon. Okay. All right. Bye for now.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.